Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Antonio Berrios?
Speaking.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Before we begin, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will go all the way.
Definitely, okay. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic. Well, I'm from Puerto Rico, so we are American citizens since born.
Thank you. And may I please, can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
71.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm in the middle.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, that depends on the issue. I'm satisfied how Biden is doing it, but
in general, would you say the direction the country is headed, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? And the first one is combating climate change and protecting the environment. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Addressing immigration and border security?
5.
5. Banning tobacco products for adults?
Banning what?
Tobacco products for adults.
10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10. Making college more affordable?
Making
college more affordable.
10.
10. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education. From 0 to 10.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
10. Okay, thank you. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve.
100%.
Strongly approve. Okay. Strongly or just somewhat?
I'll say that again.
Strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And I would like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The person, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
0. Joe Biden?
100.
100. The tobacco industry.
50.
The American Medical Association, or AMA.
100.
Republicans in Congress, in general, Republicans in Congress.
0.
0, okay. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the food the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. And for each, again, please, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 again, okay? And the first priority is educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage.
10.
Regulating marijuana. 10. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Banning different tobacco products for adults. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
10.
10. Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%, and thank you so much for your help, sir. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
No support.
No, somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit?
Go ahead.
Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm to your own community?
Somehow more harm.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Now, that's some other issues, more important.
More important. And now, I'm going to review two brief statements some people have made about this ban, and just tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of the smoking and secondhand smoke pose to great risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Or statement B, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. So which of the two statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
A.
Much more with A or just somewhat more?
Much more.
And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The first one or the second one?
The first one.
And now, again, we're almost done with the survey. I would like to review some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. And please just tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Just three. The first one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm very concerned.
And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
I'm very concerned.
About this. And the last one, the regulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Very, somewhat, not...
Very concerned.
Yeah, very concerned about this happening. And now, this is basically the last part. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. And please, again, using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And the first one is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. From 0 to 10, I strongly agree with that, somewhat or not at all. Which number?
10.
Okay. The next one, the FDA notes the danger in cigarettes and cigars comes from things like smoke and tar, and not nicotine or flavors, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people, so this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. From 0 to 10, agree or
not? 10.
10, okay. And the last one. Today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health condition or other drug addiction. This ban will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation, support, and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, strongly agree with that. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So let me ask you again, please. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? I strongly support, somewhat oppose, but strongly oppose.
Support.
Strongly support. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I strongly support.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And is that much more or somewhat more?
More harm.
Okay, somewhat more harm or just much more?
Much more.
Much more. And will you... Sorry, give me 1 second, please. Okay. Will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults? Or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Will you be much more willing, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less willing?
Somewhat less willing.
And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Electric cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Soda?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirit?
No.
Beer?
Beer, yes.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
And coffee?
No.
Okay, thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade? high school, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Some college.
Thank you. And are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
And are you any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association, yes or no?
I am. Member of a union, I am.
Yes.
Retire.
Okay.
But still a member.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban, suburban,
or rural?
Suburban.
No.
And
do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Say that again.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community or not?
No. No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.